This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon. One of the loudest voices in opposition to any U.S. military action in Syria is that of Medea Benjamin, the co-founder of Code Pink. Now, you may not know her by name, but if you follow national politics, you've probably seen her. NPR's Tamara Keith has this profile.
At the House Foreign Affairs Committee, as Secretary of State John Kerry made the case for a military strike in Syria.
With respect to boots on the ground, profoundly no.
Medea Benjamin sat behind him, holding up her hands, painted bright red.
I think it was a little shocking, but I think it was what was called for.
Benjamin and her fellow Code Pink activists were visible on TV in virtually every shot of his testimony as they sat there with their hands raised for hours.
I was a little sore the next day, but I think it was a good symbolic show that if we went ahead with this bombing, that we too, like all the parties in Syria right now, would have blood on our hands.
Benjamin has made an art of being in the right place at the right time for maximum media attention. That often means getting in line early to get the perfect seat at a congressional hearing.
And if that means we got to sleep out the night before, we do it. If it means we got to be there at 6 in the morning before the doors open at 7, we do it.
She says her days typically start before dawn and last until late at night, all in the service of getting her message out about Syria or drones or Guantanamo. Perhaps her highest profile disruption came this past May, as President Obama spoke at the National Defense University.
Can you take the drones out of the hands of the CIA? Can you stop the signature strikes that are killing people on the basis of suspicious activities?
We're addressing them.
Remarkably, Benjamin was able to interrupt the president more than once, ultimately prompting a response.
The voice of that woman is worth paying attention to.
I was very afraid when I did that.
Even though she's snuck into countless speeches, fundraisers, and other events where she wasn't welcome.
It's still a terrifying thing to be in a room full of people who are not going to like what you do. It's terrifying to see these big security people who you know are going to be picking you up and hauling you off, and you're thinking, uh-oh, am I going to get hurt? And then you wonder if it's the right thing to do.
I don't know how she gets away with it. I really have no idea.
Michael Heaney is a professor of political science at the University of Michigan. He says you'd think by now people would recognize her.
I don't know why she isn't banned from every place in Washington, D.C., but she knows how to get in.
Benjamin has an idea.
Sometimes I feel I'm invisible. Maybe it's for being this, you know, middle-aged, small, white woman. I get to kind of slip and slide through places, but I'm amazed myself.
Benjamin is 61 years old with blonde hair and bangs, non-threatening to the max, and always wearing pink. Her group started after 9/11 when the George W. Bush administration came out with its color-coded alert system.
Remember, it was a yellow, orange, red, and we felt that it was trying to keep people in the state of fear that would justify more violence. And we thought, uh-oh, we need another color-coded alert. How about Code Pink?
At the time, she didn't even like the color pink and didn't have a single pink thing in her wardrobe. Now it is everywhere, from her kitchen cabinets to her earrings. With her daughters long out of the nest, Code Pink is Medea Benjamin's life. After President Obama was elected, the anti-war movement as a whole, and Code Pink along with it, struggled for relevance. Code Pink shrunk from 300,000 at its peak to about 150,000 members now. Richard Grinnell is what you might describe as a friendly rival.
I disagree with Medea probably 99% of the time.
Grinnell was spokesman for the U.S. ambassador to the United Nations throughout the Bush administration and encountered Benjamin often.
In and around Washington, D.C., I think reporters and political folks are bored and annoyed with Code Pink and Medea.
Though for Benjamin, if anything, that's just a challenge to come up with a new, more creative way to force people to pay attention. Tamara Keith, NPR News, Washington.